Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheldon Jones. Pitching for the New York Giants, Sheldon Jones. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dutch Leonard. And now, play ball. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The throw from Scheffing and he is safe. Thompson steals second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Scheffing for a passed ball. Marshall scores. Gordon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Leonard. Gordon moves to third. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The slide. Scheffing applies the tag. Gordon is out. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pavko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-1 in the game. Mock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rigney. The throw from Scheffing and he is safe. Rigney steals second. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko strikes out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheffing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman bunts towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 2 in the game. Mock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon bunts towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Marshall moves to second. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pavko fields it and throws to first for the out. Marshall moves to third. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller is walked intentionally. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones bunts towards third. Pavko can't make a play. That's a base hit. Marshall scores. Mueller moves to second. It's 3-0, Giants. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer strikes out. Two outs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pavko hits a pop-up towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lockman. The throw from Scheffing and he is safe. Lockman steals second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-3 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball towards right. Baumholtz catches it and throws to home to double up Lockman. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baumholtz for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rigney. The throw from Scheffing and he is safe. Rigney steals second. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mueller hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Dutch Leonard. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Emil Verben pinch runs for Hank Edwards. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Gene Mauch. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Verben moves to second. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.